Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, you may have heard the story earlier on today. Really sad news today about a five-week-old baby that was found unresponsive after he had been carried around in a sling by his mother. It's horrible news, and our thoughts are with the family. A coroner is to raise awareness with the HSE about the potential danger of baby slings following the death of the little boy. A pathologist told an inquest into the death of baby Ruan Bradshaw Hall that there was a risk factor associated with the use of slings for babies. So obviously, this story is causing an awful lot of concern for parents who travel with their children in slings, walking around the streets, walking around markets or whatever the case may be. And this news may frighten them into about using slings for their children. So I'm joined on the line by Dr. Afif El-Koufash, who is a consultant neonatologist and a paediatrician, and he joins me on the line. Doctor, good afternoon and welcome to Lunchtime Live.
Thank you, Adrian, for having me on. And before we get into it, I just want to offer my deepest condolences to
Absolutely,
the family
yeah.
of the baby. It's an unimaginable loss, and my heart really goes out to them, because the death of an infant is always tragic. But in this case, I think with such a sudden and unexplained event, I think our chat should really focus on understanding the risks to try and prevent future tragedies such as this one.
Okay, now it has been shown that carrying this particular child tragically led to the child's tragic passing. What is the risk here with using slings, which many parents use and many are terrified of after this news?
Yeah, and I think we need to really try and look at the facts and the bigger picture. And if you actually look at what the coroner said, it wasn't the sling itself, but it's the associated other risks that may come with the sling. Because baby slings are actually a wonderful way for parents to keep their babies close to them, because it not only provides bonding time, but also convenience. But with every baby product that we use, we actually need to use it with care and follow clear safety guidelines. And if you allow me, because I think this is very important, you know, the proper use of slings can be summarized in the acronym TICKS, T-I-C-K-S. So T is for keeping it tight, and the baby should be kind of snug and securely against the parent's body. I is for in view at all times, where you should be able to actually see your baby's face at all times. So the face to the side. And then C is close enough to kiss. So your baby should be positioned high enough on your chest that you can actually easily kiss the top of their head. And K, and this is very crucial, keep the chin off the chest. So it's essential that the baby's chin is not tucked against the chest, as this can actually restrict airflow. And finally, S, and on the same theme, I suppose, is the baby's back should be well supported with the baby in a natural position, allowing for clear and open airways. And if you follow those safety guidelines, then the risk of anything bad or any adverse events happening with the use of slings are significantly minimized. Because, yeah, go on.
Sorry, I was about to ask, when you buy a sling, is that sort of advice, is there a safety leaflet or a safety statement in the packaging for a sling, or is this something that should happen?
I think it's something that should happen, and that really depends on the manufacturer. But I think as healthcare providers, I think we need to be more, I suppose, vocal on how to use sling safely. Because when used improperly, that's when things can go wrong, right? And particularly if the baby's breathing is compromised. And these are the things that we try and avoid. And that can happen, for example, when the baby's chin is pressed too tightly onto the chest, or if the fabric of the sling or heavy clothing or the parent's chest itself obstruct the baby's airflow. You shouldn't have any additional covering over your baby. And that's why it's important to have a clear view of the baby's face at all times and having the baby's face close to you. And you should check on your baby frequently to ensure that the baby remains safe and comfortable while being carried in a sling. So I think the message that should go out is that not that slings are bad, and that you certainly shouldn't stop using slings, because we know many, many parents use them. And I want to reassure parents that incidences like this, although really, really tragic, are extremely rare. Mm. And when you follow the safety guidelines, the risk is minimized even further.
Is there an extra risk for carrying a newborn baby, this particular child, 5 weeks old, when the child isn't sturdy enough to hold their own head? Is that a greater risk with a child so young?
So babies up to around 3 to 4 months of age can't actually support their head. You're absolutely right. Their neck muscles aren't developed enough for the baby to be able to lift their head up. And that's why tummy time, for example, is really, really important from early on to try and help the baby develop, neck muscles in order for them to be able to lift their head. But this is why the advice that I've just given you is extremely relevant. If you follow this advice that I've given you, it actually helps navigate and compensate for the fact that the baby's neck cannot support the baby's head. So, is the risk increased? Not really, if you actually follow the advice, recognizing that the baby cannot control their head just yet until they reach about 3 to 4 months of age.
Okay, now obviously not casting any judgment or assumptions on what happened in the case we were mentioning at the start, but are there ways of using a sling that are less safe?
So it would be the opposite of what I've suggested. So, for example, having the baby tucked in into the chest, having the baby's face, facing the body of the parent rather than to the side, having the baby a bit lower down, having an item of clothing covering the parent and the baby as well. All of these things do two things. They restrict the parent's ability to actually monitor their baby effectively, and they may put the baby in a position where their airway is compromised, either at, the nose and the mouth, or lower down if the neck positioning is compromised.
Okay, so again, back to what I was saying about safety statements or whatever. Do you believe that we need to get to the stage? Does this case highlight the need for us to issue safety guidelines with products like slings when parents are buying them?
Yeah, I mean, that's a bigger debate of how do you actually convey safety messages to parents. And one of the reasons I try to remain on social media and have an Instagram page that parents can follow, where I put up regular advice and safety issues relating to newborn care. But how do you actually reach parents? And it's an interesting thing to discuss, because we need to move with the times. Most parents now are on social media. They get their advice from Instagram, Facebook, all of those apps. So we actually need to have a larger presence on those platforms in order to be able to relay information. I think people no longer use websites. I think your idea of actually having leaflets that come with slings would be very important, because that's the point at which parents are most likely to be looking for that information. So I guess it's something that the HSE and the manufacturers of these slings need to coordinate with each other in order for the safety advice to be there.
Okay, now I'm very conscious, and I think it's very important to say that incidents like this are extremely rare. I don't think I've ever heard of a case like it. I'm sure there have been, but as you said, it's extremely rare. But I'm also very conscious that a lot of parents, just anecdotally reading online today, are extremely concerned about using a sling for their baby going forward. And you're saying that not to be that concerned, just be careful.
Absolutely. And that goes with everything, safe sleeping, safe co-sleeping, and the use of baby slings. All of these things, if used properly, the risk of sudden infant death or other adverse events reduce significantly with their proper use.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed for all of your advice. Dr. Afif El-Koufash, a consultant, neonatologist and paediatrician. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.